feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When you take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When you take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Shrimp Tank, coming to you every Tuesday morning, broadcasting from the BRS Consulting Studios in the Kirkpatrick Plaza building right here in Little Rock. My name's Rich Jensen, and I'm your host. I'll be bringing my co-host, David Sims, in just a minute. Before I do, let me answer the question, what do we do here on the Shrimp Tank? Well, the Shrimp Tank's an amazing show that's flourished over the last year and a half, where we bring in some of the brightest and best CEOs in and around the state of Arkansas. We learn about the do's and don'ts of being an entrepreneur, how to run, how to grow, how to start a business and make it successful, and ultimately, we find out whether our business owner guests will swim or sink in the tank. As always, I'm sitting here with my co-host, David Sims. David, how's it going this morning?
Doing great. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing really good. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful Tuesday. You know, this show is all about entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to hearing from Jason here in just a minute. And I was on the website of our sponsor, BRS Consulting, and looking at the power of the entrepreneur.
Excellent video. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it really gets you pumped up. I mean, you watch that and you feel like, you know, you feel like Rocky, you know.
I can run through a brick wall as a business owner.
That's right. And, you know, did you know that small business entrepreneurs are really the backbone of the American economy? They represent over 90% of all privately held companies in the U.S. And they small business entrepreneurs also could add $7.8 trillion of annual GDP to the American economy each year. And 65%, they add 65% of all net new jobs to the economy each year.
So if you're listening and you're an entrepreneur, pat yourself on the back because you're making the economy hum.
That's exactly right. And they employ more people than all the big companies combined, all of them.
That's mind-blowing to me.
It is. But, you know, they also work their tails off, and I'm sure we're probably going to hear some of that from Jason here today, but 61% of small business owners work six or more days each week.
I remember that. When I started out in this industry, I was working – we had to work from – I was employed, but we had to work from show up at work at 7 a.m. We had to work till 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday. They let us go at 7 p.m. on Friday, and Saturday was 9 to 3.
Wow. Yeah.
It's, for two months straight at minimum wage. I was a cold calling cowboy.
Oh, my gosh. 57% of them work on holidays, and we'll be asking some questions about that.
That's
here.
That's right, because we got a holiday coming up on Monday.
And by age 65, they've worked 5 years more than the average American. I mean, all that from that video. It's just pretty interesting. Now, I know all those work stats may sound like anathema to the largest generation in America, the millennials. So I'd like to bring in our resident millennial entrepreneur and Arkansas Shrimp Tank producer, Gordon Jensen, and ask him to opine a bit about these small business owner work statistics.
You know what opine means, Gordon?
Yeah, can we get a definition there, David?
Render
use
an opinion.
It in a sentence?
Render an opinion.
Word of the day.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a typical lawyer thing, you know, opine. He's opining about something. We're going to hear Jason opine here in a minute.
Okay. So starting out, it's encouraging to know that being an entrepreneur can have such an impact on the economy. It can drive so many jobs. And in the same token, you know, it's going to be a lot of work. Starting for me, as a 1099 individual, knowing that I have to put in the sweat equity to build up my company, put in those hours, that's significant. But I think I can speak for a lot of millennials when it comes to autonomy. That's really what we're looking for, is to put in the grind to, pursue something that we think brings value and that we enjoy on a day-to-day basis, but to have the autonomy to be able to take trips, to see things, to invest in the relationships that matter to us, and to not be locked in, you know, indefinitely on a career track that's 9 to 5 for the duration of our working years.
There you go.
And it's really more, it's really the thing that I hear over and over is that it's more of a quality of life issue.
Exactly.
For you guys,
exactly.
Yeah. That's really good. Thanks, Gordon. So that's why we love doing this show. We do it in the Shrimp Tank here. We both have such a passion around entrepreneurs and business owners that we consider it a privilege to provide a free resource to our entrepreneur business owners.
That's right.
Here in Little Rock.
For the folks we have listening today, we do have a really quality business owner. But before we bring in our guest, Jason Everett from Liberty National, I want to talk a little bit about something coming up this week. We have a big football week in Little Rock.
Yes, that's right. We got Hogs at War Memorial on Thursday night.
Right, Florida A&M, right?
That's right. Wait, settle down there, Jason. I know you're a big Hogs fan. You can't do the Woo Pig Suey yet. We'll let you do that a little bit later in the
show. I do notice he's got some red showing, though.
Yeah, that's right, man. He's always showing up for the Hogs.
And I think we have the big rivalry Salt Bowl with Benton and Bryant. It's also at War Memorial, and that's on Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's a huge, huge event. I mean, every year, it's a classic.
That's like the Friday night lights for Little Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then there's also something here local that many may not know about. Fitzhill and Marcus Elliott have started this Sixth and Goal football program where it's sixth graders, and it allows basically students in the public school system to get back into football and learn life skills.
That's right, because budget cuts, I think, cut out the sixth grade football program.
Exactly, yeah, years ago. And Fitzhill and Marcus Elliott are doing a fantastic thing. We hope to maybe have them on a show or have them on something on our sponsors' community bulletin.
Talk about running through a brick wall. I remember the first time I heard Fitzhill speak. I mean, whatever he wanted you to do, you'd go through a brick wall for him.
That's so true, man. That
quality,
is so true.
Quality, man.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, our guest today is Jason Everett of Liberty National. Jason is the owner of Liberty National Agencies in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee. He's an agency owner in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Texas, right, Jason?
Well, you're getting around.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
He's won numerous awards and achieved tremendous success in his field, which we want to hear more about later in the show. Jason, welcome to the Shrimp Take. Great to have you on.
Thank you guys for having me. It's exciting to be here. You know, you talk about the football weekend that's coming up. I don't know if you guys heard about last night or not, but they actually had a streaker last night at the high school game, so hopefully that doesn't continue
this week. Some people are starting their holiday celebrations with a little too much to drink.
That's right. We sure don't want to start a streak in Little Rock. That's none of that.
Winning streaks, yes. Streaking streaks, no.
That's right. So, Jason, tell us a little bit about you, yourself, your family. Where'd you grow up? Are you an Arkansas native?
Yeah, I grew up in Greenbrier and Arkansas, just for those of you that don't know, just north of Pickles Gap. That ought to... And then graduated high school there and got an opportunity to go to college in Springfield, Missouri. It's where I met my wife, Sarah, and was blessed to work for a company up there by the name of MCI. Unfortunately, they got bought out by WorldCom. And you know what happened from there.
How's your pension doing?
Yeah, it didn't turn out so well. But then I got an opportunity to start in the insurance business and was mentored by a great man who actually just retired this past week. I was actually up there this weekend for his retirement party. His name's Jeff Miller. And then he gave me an opportunity to be able to move to Northwest Arkansas and open up my own agency back in 2007. And then got a chance to relocate here to Little Rock. And my wife and I have six boys, and we're expecting number seven in December.
Oh, so you got a bunch of shrimp in the tank, don't you, man? Whee, doggy.
You trying to start your own football team?
That's right.
Yeah, what I tell people is, you know, anybody can have six. It takes a real man to have seven.
You got that right, brother. Welcome to the club, man.
David has, not all boys, though.
No, not all boys. We got a nice mix of three boys and four girls, and they're all sandwiched in boy, girl, girl, boy, girl, girl, boy. So it's great. And then we have a foster son, Billy.
You know, there's something you guys can do about that. We have a client that has a client, Arkansas Urology. You guys.
That's right. Aren't we having him on the show here a little bit?
We need to.
Special
discount.
Discount. That's right.
I think we just need to set the two of your private appointments.
Man, I think as many kids as we're going to have, we got to get one free. That's
Right. That's so what the OBGYN, he says the next one's free. So I'm just, you know, at this point, I've got money to lose.
So it's all a financial decision.
That's right.
So, Jason, Liberty National, and there might be people out there who have not heard of it, although from what I understand of your business, almost every business owner ought to be talking to you and at least finding out somewhere. But tell us, if you were going to, let's say we're in the elevator, you're going to give me a 20-second elevator pitch. Tell us what you do and what Liberty National does.
You know, I think that's a great point in 20 seconds. One of the things that I think Americans have been snookered is the fact that when they get ready to retire, the one thing they never think about is the fact that they lose their life insurance mostly on the day that they quit working. And at that point, you know, normally people are, you know, aren't in the best health condition. They're definitely older than they used to be. And now they go out and try to qualify for a new insurance plan. And, you know, at that point, their health doesn't allow them to qualify, or their budget doesn't allow them to qualify. And so what Liberty National has is a group plan that people are able to get while they're working at no cost to the company. They're able to get a group plan on themselves and on their spouse and their children that they're able to keep at exactly the same price and same coverage even after they leave employment. And it never goes up in price. It never goes down in value. It's portable. It's a term plan. Mm. And it's good all the way to age 100. Mm. And so that gives them a life insurance plan that they're actually going to use, not one that actually ends the day that they quit working. And I'll tell you, this became very important to me when my grandmother passed away. She worked for the state of Arkansas for over 20 years, and she got to the point of retirement. And she, you know, because I was in insurance, she wanted to talk to the insurance expert. And so she brought me over, and she brought out the shoebox that had the three policies in it. And she said, you know, I want to have enough to bury me, but I also would like to leave the grandkids with a little bit. Open up the three policies, and the first one was a group plan that ended the day that she quit working. Mm-hmm. I said, this one's not going to help you. Second policy I pulled out was an accidental death policy. And, you know, I don't see many 70-year-old women skateboarding, so that one wasn't going to help her. And then the same with the third policy. Even though an agent had come in and sold her that this was going to be a good life insurance plan, it was an accidental death policy. So she was misled. And so here she was in her 70s having to put back money directly to the funeral home when she thought she had everything taken care of. And I think the baby boomer generation is going to be the first generation of people that thought they were covered because they all they had was their group plan. And they're going to end up at the end of the day having nothing. Mm.
Well, you know, I didn't stop you because it was really good information, but I think we just blew through the top of the building like the Willy Wonka on that elevator pitch.
Oh, that's right. That was a heck of an elevator pitch, man. We're still going up. I mean, we must be in that.
Hey, I can preach on it.
We must be in that building at Dubai, the highest building. We're still going, huh?
I thought you said 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You got to preach it, man. I like that.
I don't speak clearly enough.
So, Jason, if you weren't sitting here in the Arkansas shrimp tank swimming around here doing the video, what would you be doing today if you weren't sitting here right now?
So, of course, having all the offices that I have, I try to get out and see those. We're hoping to open two more agencies this year. We're looking at Jonesboro, Arkansas, and then also Fort Smith, Arkansas. And so a lot of what I've been doing in the past few weeks is just trying to interview and meet people that are interested in exactly what you guys were talking about before I came on, and that is they want to change their life. They don't want to be in this 8 to 5 clocking in, clocking out. At the end of their life, they're making 30 grand a year. They've never been able to get ahead. And so that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people that, you know, are adaptable, they're trainable, they're coachable, and they have a passion to help change their family's, you know, history, their future. And they want something more out of life than what most people are getting, and that is just a day-to-day grind.
Wow. This is really good stuff. Good. Just to remind you, you're listening to the Arkansas Shrimp Tank, coming to you live every Tuesday morning. I'm your host, Rich Jensen, and my co-host, David Sims. You can always catch a replay of the podcast at arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com, or don't forget to subscribe to download it on iTunes so you won't miss a single episode. We're about to move into our critical thinking section here, Jason, where we want to find out from you kind of some entrepreneurial answers. A lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs. In fact, most of them are. Or they're entrepreneurs, meaning they might work for a large company, but they have a significant leadership position there. So what was it, Jason, that made you want to be an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I think my wife worked for the sheriff's department when I was in college. And at one point, I had a desire to kind of go that route. And I went in and I passed the test. And then I found out that the starting pay was $25,000. And at that point, I'd been in college working at MCI, like I explained earlier, and I'd been making $35,000, $40,000 working part-time. And I thought, well, my goodness, there's no way that I could go backwards working full-time now being a college graduate. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my dad, he always had a great job and was able to provide for us, but he was on call 24 hours a day, worked for the railroad, and he was out at night. And having a desire to have a family, I wanted something that would give me the ability to provide more for my kids not only for now, but also for their future, and also allow me a time to spend with them. I wanted to be home at night. I wanted to be there for the ball games. And so it was that desire to not have the same rat race that I had as a kid. I wanted to provide something better for them.
That's good. That's good. So, Jason, how is running a successful business different than what you thought it would be?
Well, of course, you know, you're dealing with people, and whenever you deal with people, you get let down, and you have people that disappoint you. And of course, there's times that I want to see people succeed more than they want to succeed themselves. And so whenever you encounter people like that, you know, when you're a driven person, you expect everybody else to be driven. Mm-hmm. But what you realize right away that most people are in the positions financially, spiritually, health-wise, because that's what they choose to be in.
You know, Jason, not to interrupt, but I remember I managed a number of advisors for a major company, and I remember it was so hard to recruit people that really wanted it the way I thought they should want it, because I think it's such a great career. And I remember telling them at one point, part of my pitch was when they were coming in, I said, the minute I find out I want it more for you than you want it for yourself, I'm not supporting you anymore.
Yeah.
You got to show me you want it.
Yeah,
and you're right. I don't understand it, but I know that some people are cut out for it and some aren't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like you're coaching a basketball team and you're out there working your tail off and preparing on practices and in there pushing them and everything else. And you realize, man, I want this more than they do. And it just kind of is disheartening, isn't it?
You know, it's a great point. I tell my folks, I say there are two things. There's will and there's skill. I can help develop your skill, but I can't develop your will. That's something that you've got to work on. That's something you're born with. That's something that you got to grow. And so when I find out that somebody has a will, we will do whatever it takes to help them develop their skills. We'll bring in extra coaches. We'll provide whatever we can. But fact of the matter is, I have never seen anybody fail because of skill if they have will.
Yeah, that's in fact, good. That kind of brings up something I noticed on your website. You must be really into coaching people because I think you were the number one growing agency at Liberty National in 2009, 2010, 2011, which I'm sure our listening entrepreneurs want to know, hey, how did you do that? And is it something that would translate to their business in any way?
Well, I can't let you continue without also saying 2016.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, you know, I was going to ask, well, what happened, man?
Well, I
what
just kind of figured you got 11? Mature as a business and you couldn't grow as fast anymore.
Well, that actually is a good point, and that is that we got comfortable during those years, and we're happy with, you know, 8% growth, and then in 2016 we had 30% growth.
Wow.
And
wow.
So we just had a level of leaders that we were able to move to the next level. And, you know, that may be something we talk about later on the show. I'm not sure. But, you know, when you give other people an opportunity to move up, it opens up the ceiling so more people see the opportunity. And so that's the reason why we've been able to see the recent success that we have.
I got a quick question. I mean, is that 30% or any investment opportunities? I mean, we'd love to go to 30%.
Yeah. How do we get in on this?
Need any capital?
Yes. Have you seen the price of diapers?
Hey, we're going to take a short break here to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with our guest, Jason Everett of Liberty National, we'll be asking some Seeking Wisdom questions and also discuss the four financial faceplants your startup company might be dangerously close to making, as well as get into our hot or not segment. Well, we'll hear Jason's answer to the question, hot or not, Jason, birth control.
Here's Jimmy Ellis, president of the Jim Ellis Automotive Group, family-owned and operated since 1971.
I'm often asked what I enjoy most about working for a family-owned and operated business. And while the list is long, one thing that rises to the top, the opportunity to give back to our local communities. It's a practice my dad started 46 years ago and one that continues to shape our business today. And we wouldn't have that privilege without the support of our valuable customers. It's a simple philosophy, but it works. The more satisfied customers we create, the more we're able to give back. And because customer satisfaction is one of the cornerstones of our business, we created the Jim Ellis Promise, our way of emphasizing the higher level of service our customers can expect. To learn more about the Jim Ellis Promise, our brands, and to browse our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs, visit jimellis.com today. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
And welcome back to the Shrimp Tank, where we interview young entrepreneurs along with some of the brightest and best CEOs in Little Rock. I'm your co-host, Rich Jensen, along with my esteemed co-host, David Sims. You can always catch a replay of the podcast if you missed any of the segments today on arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com. And don't forget to download our podcast at iTunes in case you miss an episode. And you also want to check out all our CEOs on our YouTube channel. For the next segment, we want to gain a little entrepreneurial wisdom from our guest, Jason Everett, with Liberty National. Before the break, we mentioned an article by Nathan Resnick about the four financial faceplants your startup may be dangerously close to making. So let's talk about some of them. The first one, Jason, is spending too much time chasing capital. When you started your business, was it capital intensive? Did you have to spend a lot of time raising funds, or how did it work out?
No, you know, in the beginning, what I did is I had an opportunity before I actually opened my agency to save some money. So I had some capital of my own. And I would say that's important because people that try to start a business with none of their own money, I think they find themselves getting into a bind and then they start making decisions based upon lack of finances, and that's not a good thing. But then also I went out and I had some backing from a bank so that I had to never say no. In that first year, if it made sense, then I had the backing of a bank that allowed me to say yes. Now, thankfully, I didn't use a lot of that money, but it never made me make a bad decision because of money.
So it's sort of like a line of credit you could draw on if you had an opportunity or just a short, as they say. I think one of the next points talking about cash is king.
Yeah, let's talk about the issue of debt. Our sponsor, BRS Consulting, has a principle, you know, avoid the unproductive use of debt. Mm-hmm. So there's productive and unproductive use of debt. Talk a little bit more about how you use debt in the business and how you regulated whether you were taking on too much or what would be too much.
Well, I think one of the things that you have to ask yourself before you make any financial move is this going to help me grow the business? You know, there's a lot of things out there that would be fun to have. It'd be fun to have a nice new office desk. It would be fun to have brand new furniture. But if that doesn't help grow the bottom line, that stuff can wait. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
You know, it's interesting because and folks, Jason did not see these questions in advance. But the fourth question, because David covered two and three, or the fourth financial faceplant, is mindlessly incurring expenses. Mm. Starting a company, you're actually kind of tempted to overspend because you want the corner office, you want the company car, but and you're speaking right to that.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that I've seen a lot of people that have started their own insurance agency or office, they do is they want glass and chrome. Mm. You know, and glass and chrome looks fancy. It makes you look like you're being successful. But that may not necessarily be the case. That stuff can wait.
They're subscribing to the old fake it till you make it.
That's right, to the extent.
All right. Well, we want to move into the hot or not section of the show here. So we talked a little bit about this, alluded to it anyway. Hot or not, Jason, borrowing to start your business?
Well, I would say as long as you're borrowing smart, that's hot.
Okay.
If you're borrowing unwisely, that's not. So I don't know if I can play both sides of that coin, but I guess I would say hot because you don't want to make decisions based upon not having some money.
There you go.
Okay. What about personal relationships with employees or just strictly business? Hot or not?
Hot. You got to have personal relationships. If you don't have if people don't know that you love them and care about them, they're not going to work for you. And so that's probably the most important thing in starting a business is people've got to know that you care. Hot.
Good.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure exactly how it works out with Liberty National, but let me ask you this. Starting as a franchise or with a franchise or going solo, hot or not?
Well, the reason why I like the franchise model is because you have a proven method and you have a backing. You've got support. You've got people that you can rely on. So I would say hot.
Okay. Awesome.
What about the idea of expanding your business when it's the opportunity presents itself?
Hot. Now, if I can give you a downfall of that, and that is trying to grow too fast. Mm-hmm. You've got to make sure that you're doing the right growth at the right time and not trying to overload yourself. You know, I've seen, again, people that have gone out there and they've tried to open too many offices too fast. And you can't do that because then you have expenses with no income, and that's not smart. Mm-hmm.
So how did you determine – I want to camp on this one a little bit. How did you determine when it was time to expand or take advantage of an opportunity versus – you know, because I remember some knowledge I gained and insight I gained from one of my mentors was like hiring people, or like assistants or something like that. He said, once you really feel like you need to hire someone, wait 6 more months and then hire them. So, how do you, you know, there's one is seize the opportunity. The other is, do I really need it?
Yeah. So one of the things that I've been able to do is bring people in and mentor them and give them the vision and then try to move them to these areas to help me open those offices. So every location that we have an agency in, we've been able to move somebody from that we've been able to mentor up to that location to try to take the same, excitement, the same training, the same vision to those locations and open them up.
It's interesting. I've had a somewhat business, somewhat spiritual mentor in Ron Blue. I don't know if you've heard of Ron, but he said that when he was doing Ron Blue and Company, anytime they wanted to start a new city, open a new office, at first they would just like go and try and hire someone in that office and, you know, like let's pick a city, Indianapolis. Okay, I remember him mentioning that. It just didn't work. But what worked was hiring someone locally that was willing to relocate at some point, getting them inculcated in the culture of Ron Blue and Company, and then having them move out there. It sounds like that's what you
did. Yeah, culture. That's the word I was really searching for. If, you know, when you have a successful culture, if you can just continue to reduplicate that. And it's so hard to bring somebody from the outside that doesn't understand the culture.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay,
yeah.
David, the big hot or not question.
All right, hot or not. Hot or not, Jason, birth control.
Not.
No. Oh. Can you expand on that?
Kids
this
are great.
This is a family a radio,
gift.
Right?
We should have made this a plead the fifth question
that's
instead
right,
of a hot
right.
or not question.
Yeah. Let me tell you my story. My wife and I tried for 6 years to have kids. And we were told 1 in a million chances to ever have kids.
No way.
And so we started down the line of in vitro fertilization. I took one shot in the leg, and we got a phone call from somebody in Ohio that said we have somebody in our church that would like to put their child that they're pregnant with up for adoption. So we started down that path, and with about 4 months to go, that mom changed her mind. And, of course, that was devastating to my wife. And so we got 2 dogs and moved to Arkansas and said, well, you know, at some point we'll think about kids again and try to march down that path. And about a year and 10 days later, we had our son Joshua. So he was our miracle baby. And about every 15 to 17 months since then, we've had a baby. Except for this last time, we thought we were done. We gave away all of our clothes. And then 3 years later, we find out we're pregnant. It was a total surprise and a shock. And so they are a gift. They're a lot of work. I tell people, you know, most people drink Mountain Dew and coffee to go to work. I drink it to go home.
I got to tell you, you know, David has 7 kids, right? Foster child as well. And he's out there with, and yeah, David's almost my age. I think we're 1 year difference. And he's out there with his gray hair at the park with his youngest, Jonathan. And a guy comes up, sits next to him and says, so you and your grandson are having a park day. Huh?
That happened to me about 5, 6, 7 years ago, too. That's really amazing. I got a hot or not. All right. How important is it when starting and running your business to have a really good lawyer you can trust?
Oh, that's very hot.
Very hot.
Very
absolutely.
Hot. Yeah.
You know, I've noticed every podcast we do, David mentions something about legal work. I think he's got too much going on the side here just because he's an attorney. Hey, we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors again. And when we come back with our guest, Jason of Liberty National, we'll go into our plead the fifth segment of the show. But we'll hear if Jason is willing to answer our pointed questions or will he plead the fifth.
Are you in the market for vehicle graphics, signs, banners, or a display for your next trade show event? The Color Spot is one of the nation's leading providers of digital wide format graphics and printing solutions. We strive to build solid partnerships with our clients based on trust, integrity, service, and quality products that exceed the expectations of our clients. Visit our website at tcs.inc or call us at 877-345-7768.
And welcome back to the Shrimp Tank, where we interview young entrepreneurs along with some of the brightest and best CEOs in Little Rock. I'm your co-host, Rich Jensen, along with my co-host, David Sims. You can always catch a replay of the podcast if you missed any of the segments today at arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com. And also don't forget to download our podcast at iTunes so that you won't miss an episode and you have something to listen to while you're driving to work. I mean, why listen to radio and some shock jock that's not going to improve your life at all when you can listen to this and really grow and learn from some of the brightest and best. For our next segment, our Plead the Fifth segment, we're going to gain a little bit of wisdom from Jason Everett of Liberty National. Or maybe we won't. He may just plead the fifth. Mm.
So plead the fifth. If you plead it, we get a point. If you answer, it's your point. All right. So
here's, got it.
Got it. All right.
Our producer Gordon will keep track of the score here.
That's
right.
That's right. All right. So Jason, all right. You think you're good at what you do?
Well, of course I'm good at what I do.
Well, why did it take so long to decide?
Because I have good people behind me.
Okay, good.
Okay, so that's your why, huh?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Any, you know, entrepreneurship 101, they're going to tell you write a business plan. Mm. Did you write down a business plan?
Not in the beginning, no.
No. So you did at some point, though?
I did.
And what made you decide you needed to do that?
To know a vision of where I'm the trajectory of where I'm going. You know, what are the, I think you have to have small wins along the way. You know, even though there's a long-term goal, you have to have small wins along the way to know that you're accomplishing that. So that helped me do that.
So let me ask you this. This one you might mean, did you hit your goals that were in that business plan?
Last year, yes. So far this year, no.
So you do one every year?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic. All right. Do you have a good work-life balance?
If you ask me, I would say yes. If you ask my wife, sometimes she would say I answer my phone way too much at night and on the weekends.
Gotcha. So you don't get home and put it on silent? And
well, I do. But see, Apple created this thing called an Apple Watch. And for a little bit, my wife just thought I liked looking at the time.
So do you turn off your Apple Watch at night?
Yeah, when it goes dead.
Do you wear it to bed?
No.
Oh, okay, good. All right. That's good.
All right. This one's a little tougher. Jason, what makes you uncomfortable?
Well, I would say, of course, public speaking all the time, you know, is always uncomfortable, but I think it's a good uncomfortable. The other thing I would say that makes me uncomfortable is to be in flying on an airplane without a bathroom. So. Yeah. I'm not a fan of private planes.
Okay.
So you're not telling us you have your own private plane.
Though. All right.
No.
All right. Do you, okay, here's one. Do you ever avoid changing one of your children's diapers?
The answer is yes. I'll act like I didn't know that they were poopy.
I don't smell anything. Yeah,
I
don't smell anything.
I remember one time my I think it was my sister got me this t-shirt and it was DAD. And it had this dad holding a diaper like this, out real stinky, the image, you know, and it says dads against diapers.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever see the movie, I think it was called Marley and Me, about the dog?
Uh-huh.
All right. So I could totally relate. There's that scene where Jennifer Aniston's inside. They got a big picture window in their living room. She's got one kid wrapped around her leg, one on her hip, and another crying in the chair. And he comes home, and he just looks in that window, and he won't get out of the car. Have you ever done that?
So I've never done it like in front of the house, but see, we have a corner in our driveway. So if I'm on the phone, then sometimes I'll park there. One time the neighbor called and said, is everything okay?
Just wait until the last kid gets put to bed.
That means another question. Have you ever had a time where you're afraid to go home?
No.
Okay.
No.
Didn't think so. No. All right. What about what's more important to making your business succeed, people or profits?
People.
Hmm. Unpack that a little bit.
Well, you know, the old saying, and I think it was a Zig Ziglar saying, if I'm not mistaken, you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So true. I mean, you know, this morning, our paychecks post on Tuesday mornings. And so one of the first things I did this morning was went through and looked at our people's paychecks. And there's nothing that thrills me more than seeing people with $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 weekly paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I love that a lot more than looking at mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think part of that is a lot of entrepreneurs feel that way. You know, if they're growing something and they, you know, it's like your kids in a sense. It's like, yes. You know, I get a lot more satisfaction out of my kids doing well than I do of myself, which sometimes make me remember that, you know, I'm not responsible for their life. And now I have to bite my tongue. They're all married and grown. They don't want my coaching anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. What about this? Technology. Do you think your business makes maximum use of technology?
No.
No.
Is something that we are doing a better job of. especially knowing that we're trying to reach millennials, and that's the next generation.
Gordon, sorry, you're not allowed to recruit you after the show is over.
That's right. But, you know, the cell phones, everything is lived and breathed on cell phones. And so now, you know, when we talk to people about, you got to bring a laptop. You got to have a laptop. They're like, laptop? Mm-hmm. Everything's done on my iPhone or my iPad. And so what we're trying to do is move to where we can work off of an iPhone or an iPad.
Mm-hmm. I know in our business, David and I, we kind of realized, you know, we really need it. Well, our clients were asking us, they said, okay, so, you know, if they're in their, you know, late 30s, what happens when you guys, they said retire. I think they meant die. Who's going to take care of us? And so we got younger. We got a Gen Xer, and then we got a millennial. And so our business continuity plan is now in place.
That's right. All right. So have you ever missed an important family event or holiday due to work?
I've missed some birthdays from being out of town, but not anything that I would say is like super important. I've never missed a birth or anything that I have been able to plan ahead of time. So I would say the answer to that is no.
Good. Man, David, we need to get more embarrassing questions.
We got slacked on that one, man.
Next time we'll get his wife on the phone without him knowing it, and she can ask some questions.
I got some more. What's your anniversary?
December the 15th.
What's your wife's birthday?
February 8th.
Name all your children's birthdays.
In order.
Plead the fifth.
We got one point, man.
Oh, my goodness. We got a point.
Of course, your wife might not even be able to do that in order, right?
That's all in an Excel spreadsheet.
Why remember anything that you can get right on your mobile phone, right?
That's right. That's good, man. That's good.
Well, thanks, Jason. That was fun. Good section.
All right. So our sponsor, BRS Consulting, refers to themselves as rehirement advisors. They help you get there. They understand, help you identify what your passion is, help you reach those goals. So that if you reach all your business goals, what then? That's to say, what's your passion and what's your game plan to get there? So talk to us about that.
You know, so my game plan now is to, you know, I often joke about the fact that, you know, early on when you talk about retirement, I always thought about that Sarah and I would sit on the front porch and we'd be thinking about different things. Now we think about the lives that we have been able to help impact. And so that's really the game plan now, is how many people can we grow into this business? And yesterday I was meeting with a gentleman even here in Little Rock that you guys might have on in the future. He's a great guy. But anyway, we were talking about how we could teach people business so that they can get out of the rut of 8 to 5 and live in paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And so if I got time, I'd tell you just a quick story.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a lady last year. Her name is Jermitra, and she came in and interviewed with me, and she said, you know, I've got to change my life. So this year, my kids, I had to take them to the dollar store for Christmas. They got to pick out one toy, and said we went by Popeye's and got a half a bucket of chicken. Mm-hmm. And said, I can't live this life anymore. I'm a failure as a mom. And this past Christmas, so she's been with us now through one holiday, she was able to have a full Christmas. And she was able to get her son a bike and an Xbox and different things. And it's not about gifts. It's the fact that she could. And she said, what was even greater is the fact that we were able to have a full Christmas dinner. And so, you know, that's a life that's changed.
That's got to feel good.
That's worth more than any paycheck.
And you have a particular game plan. You know, you have a particular goal.
Yeah.
Talk about that with where you want to be 8-10 years from now.
Yeah. So
when your oldest son's going to be in 8 years, your oldest son will be how old?
So my oldest son right now, he's 9, and so he'll be 17.
Okay.
And so what I want to be able to do at that point is be able to take each one of my boys on a month long trip.
Wow.
When they're in their teens, and just go anywhere they want to go. So where do you want to go? What is something you want to do? Let's spend a month together, just you and I, traveling the world.
You got a game plan to get there for that?
I do.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Well, Jason, we want to thank you so much for coming on the program today. I think our entrepreneur listeners and business owners are just going to pick up some really good things. One thing I wanted to ask you is, for folks that want to get in touch with you or learn more about Liberty National or you in particular, how can they get more information?
So you can send me an email at jeverett@libnat.com.
Lib as in L-I-B.
LIBNAT. Yes, sir. Or they can call me on my cell phone at 501-366-4220.
Just not after 5 p.m. because then you'd be having dinner with your family.
Yeah, don't call me after 5. You'll get me in trouble.
I don't think your wife's going to like you giving that phone number out over this show.
All right. Or you can call me at the office.
And Jay Everett is Jay
Everett at libnat.com. And what I would say is anybody that's a business owner, if you will give us a call, we have some things that we want to give you at no cost, and that's $3,000 worth of coverage at no cost on each employee. And we also want to give you a discount card on each one of your employees so that they can get a discount of vision, hearing, chiropractic, and prescriptions.
All right. You're here to hear on Shrimp Tank. We're giving away free stuff now. Well, or no cost stuff.
Real quickly, as we wrap up, talk about the tax benefits of that, of what you guys offer to employers.
Yeah. So we set up your Section 125 premium only plan at no cost. And if you were to go outside and get that done, it'd be $200 or $300 for a CPA to do that at minimum. But we set that up at no cost because all of your products that you offer your employees, for the most part, can be done through a pre-tax option. And we help you get that done. Health insurance, cancer, critical illness, and even group term life insurance, there's a way to do that as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Jason. Next week on the Arkansas Shrimp Tank, we'll be here with another successful entrepreneur guest, Mike Bennett of Bennett Davis Group and Sir Speedy Printing. So make sure you check out all of the replays on arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com. And remember, to become a shark, we all start out as shrimp.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Word to Chris Hanks. Want to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever.